From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama plans to get a close-up look at the oil cleanup in the Gulf of Mexico. The White House says the president plans to head south tomorrow, but aides are not saying exactly where or what time Mr. Obama plans to arrive. The news came as President Obama was arriving in Detroit to give a commencement speech at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. Protests against Arizona's new immigration law are underway in cities across the U.S. People are angry that police officers in Arizona are being required to question someone suspected of being in the country illegally about their immigration status. NPR's Carrie Kahn is in downtown Los Angeles, where tens of thousands of people have come out and where she says the mood is mixed.
There is a lot of anger and upset people in the crowd. When you talk to them individually, they definitely are passionate about the reasons why they came out here and are upset about the new law in Arizona. But people, it's a very festive atmosphere. There's a lot of children out here, a lot of families. I talked to a grandfather who came out with his grandson because he wanted him to see what a protest rally looked like and show solidarity and support for Latinos and immigrants in the United States. So it is a family affair, but there are a lot of angry messages.
NPR's Carrie Kahn in Los Angeles. May Day rallies in Greece have turned violent into demonstrations against the country's new austerity measures. The government says more cuts are vital to the country's economic survival. Greece is negotiating with the European Union and the International Monetary Fund this weekend on a multi-billion dollar bailout package to tackle Greece's debt crisis. The Federal Food and Drug Administration says people should stop using liquid Tylenol, Motrin, Zyrtec, and Benadryl for children and infants. But NPR's Allison Keyes tells us the FDA calls the potential for serious medical problems remote.
McNeil Consumer Healthcare, after consulting with the FDA, announced the voluntary recall yesterday, saying the products involved may not meet required quality standards. That means some of the products included in the recall may have a higher concentration of active ingredient than specified. Others may contain inactive ingredients that may not meet internal testing requirements, and others may contain tiny particles. The FDA says, as a precaution, parents and caregivers shouldn't give the medicine to their children. It also advises against giving kids the adult versions of the products. If an adult has already given a child one of the recalled products and the child exhibits unexpected symptoms, the FDA recommends contacting a healthcare professional. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Another Brazilian rancher is convicted of planning the murder of American nun Dorothy Stang, a staunch supporter of the Amazon and poor farmers. Today, a court sentenced Regivaldo Galvão to 30 years in prison. He was the last of five defendants to stand trial in the case. This is NPR. Bolivia is taking sweeping action in its energy sector. Today, government forces seized control of at least three more electricity companies, giving Bolivia 80% control of power generation in the South American country. President Evo Morales announced the move today, 3 years after he nationalized Bolivia's natural gas industry. China is ordering schools across the nation to step up security. A series of brutal attacks at several Chinese schools this week injured 49 children, and NPR's Louisa Lim reports they've left China shaken to the core.
Police and security guards are now patrolling the Taixing City People's Hospital one day after parents of the injured children staged a protest. They chanted, "We want the truth," and demanded to see their children after rumors circulated that the government had covered up the deaths of some of those attacked. The city government tried to calm fears. It sent text messages to residents asserting that no children had died and imploring citizens to trust the government. Education Minister Hao Ping has set up a 22-member task force focused on increasing school security. In Beijing, armed police will patrol schools when they go back to class on Tuesday after the May Day break. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
Cleanup is underway in a small community in central Arkansas after a tornado tore through the region last night. At least one woman was killed when the twister hit her home in the town of Scotland, about 80 miles north of Little Rock. The Somali capital is the site of a second deadly attack on a mosque this week. Authorities say at least 30 worshippers were killed, scores more wounded, and two explosions. The mosque is often used by the Al-Qaeda link group Al-Shabaab for speeches. A senior member was among the injured. This is NPR.